Now this time we get to hear from the great deacon, Tuwakia Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Mankind has chosen a way that brings death and destruction, the way of Cain, continual fighting and war. And what has it brought them in these last days? Well, it's brought them suffering, misery, and things like this. Well, as we know, because we've been taught by the greatest teacher in the world, that one day there will be nuclear wars. And after the nuclear wars, there will be a thing called nuclear winter. And this has been told to us many times from the great Kahans and many other times. But today I'm going to talk about nuclear winter in specific and what will occur and what it is. This is from the Encyclopedia of Earth. It says, nuclear winter is a term that describes the climatic effects of nuclear war. In the 1980s, work conducted jointly by Western and Soviet scientists showed that for a full-scale nuclear war between the United States and the Soviet Union, the climatic consequences and indirect effects of the collapse of society would be so severe that the ensuing nuclear winter would produce famines for billions of people far from the target zone. So you can be halfway around the world and you'll still receive some of the consequences from what they've done, from the nuclear bombs, from the fallout and things like this. And I hope, if time permits, I'm going to get into how nuclear winter works. Now, as we've been taught, if you have your book of Yahweh, if you can turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And this has been, our great overseer has read this to us several times. Deuteronomy chapter 28, it's on page 170. Deuteronomy 28 on page 170. Starting in verse 21, it says, Yahweh will make the plagues cling to you. As we know, mankind has brought these things upon themselves. Until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. Yahweh will strike you. They brought these things upon yourself. As we read this, remember, they brought these things upon themselves. With consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with scorching heat, and with the sword, with blasting and with mildew. And they will stay with you until you perish. Verse 23, and the heaven that is over your head shall be brass, and the earth under you shall be iron. Verse 24 as well, Yahweh shall make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down upon you until you are destroyed. And we've been taught this since the beginning, pretty much, about what this is actually speaking of. In the book, Let the Little Children Also Come to Me, it has a whole section about this. On page 167, it says, within the meaning of the words Moshe used, we can see that Moshe described perfectly the effects of nuclear warfare. Then it goes into detail about what each and every one of these words means. Each and every one of these words mean. Meaning, the word blasting means to scorch from blasting. This blast is an explosion. The blast of a nuclear bomb today leaves a powder-like dust in the atmosphere that slowly and destructively descends upon man. And this is known as nuclear fallout, which carries debris, radioactive material, and things like this. Then the word brass means the red color of the throat of a serpent. The word iron means to pierce holes. The word dust means dust as powdered of gray to pulverize. And Pastor goes into detail about what this is actually saying. He says, when the nuclear explosion of a bomb hits the land, piercing holes into the earth, the detonation will shred apart soil, turning it into radioactive particles, as shown in the word powder, gray in color. This powder and dust is the radioactive fallout from a nuclear blast which will descend from heaven upon mankind, contaminating the entire earth. So because the nuclear bombs, they go up, it draws all of the debris, the radioactive material up, goes up into the atmosphere and goes around. And we saw this take place whenever the spread of mad cow disease, where they burned the cows and then the prions went up into the atmosphere and they're carried around the earth. And now all over the earth is where we see these things. Now, going back to this article about the nuclear winter, it goes on to say about new science that they have today. A minor nuclear war between between India and Pakistan or somewhere in the Middle East, with each country using 50 Hiroshima-sized atom bombs as airbursts on urban areas, could produce climate change unprecedented in recorded human history. Now let me just show you how big, or I should say small, the Hiroshima bomb is compared to what they have today. If you can see this right here, you see these three bombs. Well, that's the Mike, which was the first hydrogen bomb. Then you have the Bravo, then the Tsar bomb, which is a 50 megaton bomb. And that's what they have, or that's what the Russians, the Tsar bomb was a Russian bomb. But if you look right here, you have smaller bombs. Well, they actually had to magnify it. And those are the Trinity, the Hiroshima, and then way down here is the Bunker Busters. The Trinity, or the Trinity, yes, was a 20 kiloton. The Hiroshima bomb was a 50 megaton, and the Bunker Busters that we have today are on the one kiloton level. So you can see how small that was compared to what they have today. They have much bigger bombs today. And this is only using 50 Hiroshima-sized bombs. Okay, notice what percentage this is of the nuclear arsenal they have today. 0.03%. 0.03% of the explosive power of the current global arsenal. So it's a very small percentage. This same scenario would produce a global ozone depletion because the heating of the stratosphere would enhance the chemical reactions to destroy the ozone. A nuclear war between the United States and Russia today could produce nuclear winters with temperatures plunging below zero in the summer and major agricultural regions threatening the food supply for most of the planet. So we can see there, we know some of the major agricultural regions, Texas, southern Texas, California. In those areas where it normally stays warmer, it can plunge below 32 degrees. So we can see how the effects of this nuclear winter can affect the food supply as well. And really quickly, before I end, I have another article. This is from nucleardarkness.org, War Consequences. This is a summary of the consequences between a U.S. and Russia producing 150 million tons of smoke from a nuclear war. It says 2,600 U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons on high alert are launched in 2 to 3 minutes. In 2 to 3 minutes, 2,600 of these strategic nuclear weapons can be launched at targets in Europe, Russia, the United States, Europe, and Russia. Now, if you skip down to the bottom of this article, it says, unable to grow food, most humans would starve to death. And then the last point is, even humans living in shelters equipped with many years' worth of food, water, energy, and medical supplies would probably not survive in the hostile post-war environment. But remember, we always have a protection here at the House of Yahweh. If you can turn over to Psalms 91 really quickly before I close. Psalms chapter 91, Psalm page 470, it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty, which is Yahweh. And then if we look over to page 471, verse 5, you will not be afraid of the terror of night, nor of the arrow that flies by the day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 will fall at your right side and 10,000 at your 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right side, but it will not come near you if you follow his laws, if you have his protection. The only way you can receive that is by keeping his laws. So remember that, brethren, we have to do the things, keeping Yahweh's laws, that will give us this protection from Yahweh. So with that, if you all please stand. I have the great honor and privilege to turn it over to the great Khan Benjamin Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, saints of Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. Wow, it is an exciting time in the house of Yahweh. and about to get even more exciting. Does everybody remember? By the way, the title of my sermon is called The Golden Anniversary. The Golden Anniversary. Now, this week, actually it's ending today, there was an anniversary. Y'all remember? The 777. Y'all remember Pastor's first vision, the gold flake vision, right? Everybody remembers. On 7707 when he had that vision. And behind me you see the gold flakes. It represented the gold flakes that Pastor saw falling. Now it's been 7 years since Pastor had that vision. And now you don't think that Yahweh was going to let this go by without really putting some emphasis on that, right? Well, I got a lot to go through. This past week, the past first day is when it started out. Down at the Blue School, a bunch of witnesses saw this following picture that I want to show you. In the sky, Yahshua sending messages. Now, you can't really make that word out too clear, but you can see a lot of the letters. It says death. D-E-A-T-H. Okay, now that word was seen in the southern sky in the exact position that the gold cloud was seen in on 3/31/13, if you all remember that, at the Feast of Passover last year. The word death was seen in the sky. Now, this was on 7, it should be written up here, let me see if I can get this right, yeah, 7/6/14, this was his past first day. And there we emphasized it a little bit for you so you can see it a little better. Let me go back and show you again. Y'all can see that? Okay. Now, we watched this for a little while. I pulled witnesses outside and we all looked at it. And something started to take place with that word, death. What started to take place was a line started to form through the word death, like it was crossing it out, okay? Let me show you the next picture to kind of emphasize it. You can see the emphasis where the line is. Let me go back to this picture and try to blow it up a little bit. But as you can see now, there's a line running through the word death. And that's very significant. Now remember, this was on 7/6/14, this past first day. This was seen right here on the grounds in the exact position that gold cloud was seen on 3/31/13. Now, y'all remember this book, this latest issue or latest 13th book of Israel. I'm always the one that has a problem with this thing. Everybody else does really well. But the purple book, gold, purifying gold, the 13th book, part 2. Okay? Remember the first sermon in this book. If y'all remember, we've gone over this many times. The very first sermon in this book is dated 7/6/13. 7/6/13. Now, exactly 1 year later, on 7/6/14... that word death was seen in the sky, and then after a little while, the word was crossed out. 7/6/14. Now, the second thing that occurred on 7/6/14, because Yahweh always sends things in pairs, this is from the Richmond Times in Richmond, Virginia. It's a news article that was sent by a very faithful, diligent prisoner in Virginia Department of Corrections. I'm not going to name his name right now. But he sent this, and he wrote on there, Richmond Times Dispatch, that's the name of the paper, Sunday, July 6th. You can see that off to the left, okay? He had to cut out the top because of the fact he was trying to just send the article. But he sent a picture here that they ran in that paper, that Sunday paper, of this nebula. And this nebula is called ARP, not to be confused with the old folks saying AARP, ARP-147. It's called ARP-147. What you're seeing there is you're seeing two galaxies converging, okay? And this picture was taken in September 2008 by the NASA Hubble program, Hubble wide-angle telescope that they use out there in space. Same one that we've seen these other images of from the nebulas. Now, this is from 7/6/14, the Richmond Times. And this prisoner, I'm going to show you the letter. This letter was written, notice the date, he wrote it on 7/7/14. And he put the article in there from 7/6/14 of what he had seen. And here's what he said that he saw in this picture. He says, "I see the witness clearly. Pastor is seen in this color photo." And he shows in that particular galaxy where Pastor's face is. And he says, "Praise Yahweh, signs in the space clouds, awesome, amazing." Okay, now this is a prisoner. He's never been to the house of Yahweh. He's been in prison for many, many years. But he's seeking to be here. And as the great Kahan said in his prayer, please pray for these prisoners. You know, Yahweh's using them in a big way. And they are doing the work of Yahweh and pushing the peaceful solution while they're in prison. The men in the Department of Corrections, they take the last few cents they have on their money account that they don't even really have. They don't even have families that are helping them, sending them money. But the little bit that they get, they take and they buy stamps and they mail Peaceful Solution brochures to their local congressmen and senators, and they push it from the prison walls. Remember, the prison doesn't bind the Peaceful Solution. It's going to get out, and the prisoners are doing a great job of doing it. And this very diligent prisoner sent this picture. Now, let me show you more clearly what in that nebula, what was seen. Can everybody see that okay? You'll see a face right there. Very familiar. Notice the glasses, okay? I'm gonna show you in a cropped picture so you can see it more clearly. Can everybody see that? Everybody sees that. Now, let me go back to the big picture here. I want you to notice the colors of this nebula, because they're very significant. There's also another color down here that we're going to talk about. By the way, here's an overlay of Pastor's face, so you can kind of make out where exactly it is, but I think everybody can see that pretty clear, right? Okay? Now, I want to show you what's actually being shown here in this picture. Let me zoom out. There's some very significant colors in this nebula. First of all, down here, there's a very faint, I mean, there it is. I think you can see it better now. You'll see a ruby color right there. And there's the ruby, so you can match it together. The ring in this galaxy is topaz colored. Remember Yekatska, turn over to Yekatska 28 again so we can refresh our minds on what these colors. Remember, these are stones that are in the high priest's breastplate. Yekatska 28, off to the side note there. Side note F, it talks about Exodus 28, 17 to 20, the 12 stones in the high priest's breastplate. The first one is ruby, and that one can be seen here, okay? And ruby means to submit to Yahweh and those who are over you. The second one, topaz, which is this color here, means to be pure, okay? The next color now remember in the gold cloud, we saw ruby color, and we saw topaz. We saw the word ruby, and we saw the color topaz clouds off to the right of the gold. Remember, with Pastor being crowned by Yahshua, and the gold-colored cloud. We saw the topaz clouds, but we didn't see another one that we're seeing now. Now we're seeing the third stone on the high priest's breastplate, which is beryl. And beryl, if you notice in the side note, means to give light, to give light. Now, that should ring a bell in your mind right now. If you'll turn over to Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 14 through 17. It's found on page, now come on, you guys should know where Genesis 1 is. I don't even know what page it is because my book is so marked up, I can't see it. I assume it's page 1. Genesis 1:14 says, "And Yahweh said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark the feasts and for days and years." Verse 15, "And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, and it was so." Now, verse 16, "Yahweh made two great lights." Circle that word great, great lights. "The greater to govern the day and the lesser to govern the night. He also made the stars." Now, verse 17, I really want you to focus on this. "And Yahweh set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." Okay, now remember, the word beryl, the stone, represents to give light. Okay, now, but who are these two great lights? Who are these two great lights that Yahweh gave? Well, remember our work about the moon and the sun, and we showed how Pastor represents the moon, which is the lesser light to govern the night, remember? And notice, Yahweh calls them great. We're going to get to that in just a second. Okay, now, let's see. Moving on here. So 7-7-4, okay, so this was all on 7-6-14, 1 year after 7-6-13. If you remember, Pastor gave that sermon on 7-6-13, and he mentioned NASA and the Hubble program. That's in the very first verse of that book, of that purple book. And lo and behold, 1 year later, NASA comes along again with another picture, okay? Now, let's see, oh boy. Okay, so that was 7-6-14. 7-7-14, this prisoner wrote the letter and mailed it out. Now, another thing occurred on 7-7-14. I got a letter in the mail. I can't tell you who it was from. We got a letter in the mail from a very prominent Texan, known worldwide in regard to ethics and morals. And he said, "I am so impressed by what I've seen from..." Now, somebody spread this to him. Somebody came to him and told him about our work. And he's been writing books on morals and ethics for years. But he goes more around politics and religion, or not religion, but politics and culture and so on and so forth, and finances. But he saw our work and he was so impressed that he wrote a letter and said, "I would like to meet with you on 7-11. 7-11, which was yesterday, in a certain town. I want to meet with you. Come to my office and let's see how we can work together." Now, I got to show you a meaning of some words here. Let's start with 7-6-14. That's when that nebula was seen, or the prisoner saw the nebula and we saw the word death. Notice what it means. It means seven. Well, what else would it mean, right? Seven or an oath. Remember, death has been wiped out for the house of Yahweh, okay? Yahweh's going to keep his oath to take death away. And remember, the power over sin is the law. The power over sin is the law, and that's what's going to destroy death. But the law in itself can't do it. We have to have a great teacher to be able to do that, and Yahweh gave us one. His name is Pastor Israel Abel Hawkins. Now, 7-7-14 is when we got the letter from the gentleman wanting to meet with us. Very prominent, very well known worldwide. 7-7-14, I think I got the wrong one. Actually, he wanted to meet with us on 7-11. That was yesterday. Notice what the word is. Purple. Purple. Now, what would be the odds of this? I wonder what this means. Okay, so 7/7/14 was the seventh anniversary, and that's when we got this letter from this gentleman, this very prominent Texan. And it means royal. Royal. Remember the purple? Royal purple. 7/11 also means the great scribe. Now this nebula, remember it was ARP 147, so we looked up the numbers there, and there it is for you, number 147, and it's the word or the term threshing floor, and it's from 142, so we went to 142, and it means to be great. To be great, make glorious, be great, magnificent, become glorious, become honorable. Now, y'all should remember the scriptures here. Genesis 1:16 again, go to 1:16. Yahweh made two great lights, the great lights. Remember Matithya 5:19? Whoever teaches and does these laws, the same will be called great in the kingdom of Yahweh. And turn over to Isaiah 43 real quick on that word honorable. Isaiah 43, speaking about the witness Israel. Isaiah 43 in verse 4, he says, speaking of Israel, let's verse 3. It's on page 557. For I am Yahweh your Father, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for your price. Because you were precious in my sight, you have been honorable. And I have loved you. So I will give men for you and people for your life. Remember, death is being wiped out for the house of Yahweh. Are y'all excited about that? Are you excited that Yahweh is showing us that... Remember, he who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death, okay? Yahweh's showing us the year 2014. Remember the latest prophetic word? The question on the latest prophetic word, 2014, is this the year for nuclear wars? Well, it seems to be a very special year, and Yahweh's showing us that completion again of that 7 years, that seven-year cycle, it's completed. And now, notice, there's a big emphasis now on purple. The gold, if you noticed, I need to show you one more thing before I get kicked off the stage. I won't get kicked off. I'll just evacuate. If you notice, pastor's face, what color is it? It's gold. It's gold. That's the only part in that whole galaxy that's that color. Pastor's face is gold, okay? Pastor is gold, is he not? Pastor is a golden saint. Yahweh says he would come forth like gold, and he has. And he's bringing you forth, he's bringing us forth as gold. And remember, this is all a body. It's all, when you see pastor's face and these messages, these aren't just the pastor, it's to him and his sacrifice that he's brought here at Abel, okay? And everybody that's following our great overseer in the prisons and the other countries or where they're being held back, you're part of this too. Get excited, because now we're going into the purple era. A lot more is going to be brought on it, but it's going to get really exciting now. And there's some really major players that are getting ready to back the peaceful solution. So buckle up, get ready, because it's coming and they're coming, and you better be ready to teach them. With that, may Yahweh bless you. And I'd like to turn it over to the great Kahan Ilya Hyler.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Speaking of coming, we have some news for you today. Now, it's going to be right around 29 minutes, but pay very close attention. Keep in mind the quartet, those who are holding back the winds of war, and pay close attention to how it's starting to slip through their fingers. They're not able to hold these things back anymore. In fact, they're being caught up into it themselves. Against each other. Listen very carefully when you hear Russia, the EU, the United Nations, or the United States mentioned as backers or supporters of these wars that are taking place. Pay attention to how quick things are changing. Just a few weeks ago, Ukraine seemed like it was on the hot topic, and then ISIS seemed like it was the top of the agenda, and almost overnight, now we have Israel and Palestine once again putting things on the edge, the very edge. Pay very close attention and watch how these decisions are being based on emotions. At this time, if we could go ahead and play the news. If everyone will please stand. At this time, I'd like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael Abel Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. Wow. Where's my... Okay. You may be seated. You may be seated. And praise Yahweh for that praise to Him. I know He's very excited about His family right now. I can see that in Scripture, but I also see it in the heavens. I spent quite a bit of time trying to spot that may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I spent quite a bit of time yesterday trying to spot that picture in these galaxies, and never did. I never could. And somebody gave me a smaller picture a while ago, and I don't know if this makes a difference to you, but there it is. It's real easy seen in that one. Very easy thing. And the fact that a very loved prisoner praise Yahweh. the world and seemed like they can't think of anything but war and fighting, and while they talk peace. And, of course, it's getting worse. We know it's going to get worse, but we know also that this is that Yahweh offers His house a place of protection, and that's why Yahshua is showing us so many things, and He told us to look up because He was going to show us these things. 1,900 years ago, He told us that. The things we see in the heavens right now with my face in it, you know, that's, of course, to glorify man. That's what Yahweh says He's going to do with His house. The prophet Daniel wrote that you're going to shine like the stars of heaven. Remember that? He's talking about you, Daniel. The people led by the two witnesses. I looked down and the last I saw was two others and one teaching. That's what he said. Well, of course, meaning the house of Yahweh, and just before that, he said, you're going to shine like the stars of heaven. Glory that Yahweh is going to give you. I tell you what, let's start right there with Hebrews. Turn over to Hebrews 10, and we'll just read this. I've got about 30 minutes, and I think I can cover this. Our Sabbaths are getting fuller all the time, every week, so we're going to have to speed up. We're going to have to hurry. In Hebrews 10:24, he says, "Let us consider one another, how we may urge one another on to righteous works." Well, that's what Yahshua himself, as high priest over the house of Yahweh right now. That's what he's doing when he shows us these things in the heavens. You understand? He's doing it, but he wants us to do it too. He wants us to encourage one another. Don't let one another sin. You know, if you have to, take them, hold the arm and shake them a little and say, listen, get your mind on the right track here. What you're bringing forth is not right. You know, you're going to knock yourself out of the kingdom, out of an office here. An office is just about to be given. It's right. We're on the last part. We're in the last part of the last generation. And we all should realize the urgency of this thing we're facing here. You know, when Yahweh created man, he created him for a reason. Well, of course, that was to give him authority. So he would shine as the stars of heaven because of his great knowledge and wisdom that Yahweh is giving him to guide the universe. And the universe is now waiting for the manifestations of the Son of Man. Son of Man. that's the kinfolks that was passed down to us. We're part of those kinfolks. There are kinfolks. The sons of men. And we're the last part. We're the finishing, of course, of this great priesthood that he promised to Abraham, that we'd be a blessing to all the universe. We are going to be that blessing by bringing forth the peaceful solution to all the universe. Yahshua and saints will shine like the stars of heaven with glory, great glory. And he says to be a part of this. Don't talk it down. You know, this man that the great Kohan, Benjamin Krause Hawkins, was telling about, this prominent Texan, when I was talking to him yesterday on the phone, you know, he was actually trying to push me into getting him involved. Of course, he doesn't have to push me to get him involved. I'm gonna use the man to full extent. But he's wanting to get us the peaceful solution into many different countries. And this man is capable of doing it. You know, he's a very intelligent man, a pleasure to talk to. I could have went on talking to him for hours, I do believe, and not got bored with it. But of course, I didn't have time, so I had to take other appointments. But anyway, he's going to be a great asset. But that's just one of thousands that you could see in this great work. I'll get to that later. But we got people that are taking the newspaper articles and actually putting them on their own websites. Thousands of them. Yes. How does that multiply the 120,000 newspapers, you know? And here these people are taking them and putting them on their own websites and of course, sending it to everyone they know. And this is going to increase. Yahweh is now lifting you up, is what he's doing. A neighbor told one of our people, I don't know why those people ever came against y'all so harshly. You know, I've known you people ever since you've been here, and I've never seen nothing but righteous behavior out of all of you. That was a statement that was made by one of the neighbors here. Anyway, and back to Hebrews here, 10:24, this is Yahshua doing this. He says, notwithstanding, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, not forsaking the gathering of ourselves together. Don't forsake this. Yes, you'll die if you do. You know, every time you miss an appointment with Yahweh, you miss out on a wonderful blessing that you would be using later in the kingdom if you were here or if you get there. This should be the most important thing in your life. When Yahweh created man, praise Yahweh, he went the wrong way, of course. And Yahweh said, you know, go and I'll tell you what you're going to find. And of course, he said it's going to be continual war. Have you seen anything except continual war? You haven't seen any peace. They all talk about it. The Pope prayed for it. You know, he went to the rock wall. He said it's like praying to a brick wall. Yeah, the Lord is not answering for some reason. Well, he says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I have a job for you. I want to train you for my kingdom. Now, that was the number one goal, Yahweh's number one goal for mankind. to train you for his kingdom. Now, your ancestors forsook that and went after making money and power and slaves out of everyone they could capture. And of course, they got captured themselves in doing so. So what went around came around. And of course, that's what they were preaching. You know, we want kings to fight our battles for us. And the battles kept coming and coming and still coming. And no one is winning. Have you seen any winners in this mess that we're seeing? Now, there's some plans being made, and we saw them coming into action about China and Russia and three other countries, one of them being Brazil. Now, Brazil, our next door neighbors here. and of course, they have teamed up together, as I have said that they would. And they're coming against the taxation of the dollar. Yes, they're being taxed too. America is taxing these foreign countries, all of them. They can't live without it. They can't do without it. But they're trying to break the tie. They don't like it. Any time you disobey Yahweh and you don't bring forth a peaceful solution, this peaceful solution that he offers you, you will have trouble. Now, that's what Yahweh is training you for now, to teach this peaceful solution. Yes, the teachers are going to shine as the stars of heaven. That's what he's bringing you forth for, to teach the peaceful solution, not the fighting of wars, but the peaceful solution. Therefore, don't forsake the gathering of yourselves together, as the manner of some already is, leaving the house of Yahweh. And he says, so much the more as you see this prophesied day of destruction coming. For if we sin willfully, notice it's a sin to not gather here on the Sabbath day. You're forsaking the gathering of yourselves together on the Sabbath day? Yes, it's a sin. It's breaking the fourth commandment. Not only that, you miss out on learning the peaceful solution, and you learn and the horrors that this world is bringing forth because they stopped keeping the Sabbath, because they started breaking their appointments with Yahweh. He said to Cain, he had to go hunting Cain. He had to go hunting Adam and Eve, so he could train them for his kingdom, the most rewarding thing men could ever look for. It's offered to all mankind, and they wouldn't come to the house to get it. No, they went off. You know, you're only allotted a short length of time. And if you waste that time gathering gold and silver, I can guarantee you, you're going to be casting it in the street one of these days, hating the fact that you did not enter the house to get the peaceful solution. Anyway, if we sin willfully, yes, it's a sin to miss a Sabbath day. He says, if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains the sacrifice for sin. This is Yeshua doing this talking here. You want to know who wrote this book of Hebrews? Did you know? I'll tell you something right now that no one else knows but you. Yeshua himself wrote the book of Hebrews. No, it wasn't the Apostle Shaul. No. Yeshua himself penned this book. It's a great secret, isn't it? But it shows in the book itself who wrote it. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment, which you see in Revelations 20, Yeshua also showing that one to you, and fury, indignation, which will devour the adversary. As Malachi said, leaving them neither root nor branch. That's a, I need about 10 sermons on that one right there. Look at 25 through 27, we got that. Important. Russia, China sign deal to bypass U.S. dollar. Yes, that's what it's all about. Hurt not the oil, hurt not the, our lifestyle. Now, in this same article, I won't read it until next week to you, but Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, you know why the trouble's in South Africa now? Now you know why there's so much trouble in South Africa. Well, the Pope is praying for peace, so we can go back and relax. The California catastrophic drought just got worse. A lot worse. This is the article. How bad is the California devastating drought? Just in the past week, the percentage of the state identified as being in exceptional drought, the most severe category, it even jumped past that, from a quarter to a third percent. The government-funded United States Drought Monitor classified the entire state as in drought, and as of Tuesday, nearly 77% of California was in extreme drought. Before the turn for the worse this week, the situation in the Golden State, in the Golden State of California, as goes California, so goes the world. I wonder if they still want that, the rest of the state still want that. Well, there's 18 of them suffering now as the drought keeps spreading and spreading and spreading. Abilene put signs up praying for rain. Abilene churches gather to pray for rain. With Abilene's critical condition, it says, and lasting drought, ever drop of rain counts through the big country. The rain that Abilene received last week helped, but it wasn't enough, so people from different churches throughout Abilene came together on June the 1st at Beltway, well, I better not read the church, to pray for rain. The issue was strictly rain. Pastor met there with them. Different denominations came together, and he was thankful for that. Chief Standridge said the Lake Fort Phantom Hill was last full in July 2007. The pastor said rain is coming soon. He knows that the Lord will answer his prayers. Now, I wrote him a letter, and I said, why don't you ask the Lord for, say, 6 inches of rain without hail? The last time, they got $400 million in damage and a half an inch of rain. $400 million in Abilene now. This is in Abilene. $400 million in damage in Abilene. So I said, why don't you ask the Lord for 6 inches or whatever inches you need and tell him this and publish it. And then you will know whether the Lord is answering your prayer or not. I'll guarantee you, let's turn over to Isaiah 59. I'll guarantee you, Yahweh will not answer your prayer. Now, Yahweh gives rain on the just and the unjust alike, he says. But the heavens are so screwed up right now, the firmament. You've screwed them up till they won't produce like they're supposed to. I know you're thinking that, well, it's going to eventually rain. Surely it will. It always does. But what if it doesn't? What if the firmament is so fouled up now that it can't? What are you going to do then? Wait till the last minute and try to turn to Yahweh for help? Yahweh is the only one that can help this situation. Yahweh is the only one that can help the situation in South America. The immigration situation that has got 52,000 immigrant children laying on pads and in auditoriums and wherever they could find to put them, they don't know what to do with them. We've written a letter there too. We said we can start training. Our facilities here will handle 400 children a month. Yes. We said we will train. We will start training, with your agreement, 400 children a month. And then they will be able, after 30 days, with our refresher courses, which we will also furnish them and their teachers, to go back to their country and start building a foundation that will bring peace where they will want to live there, and so will their neighbors in peace. Yes. This is not a quick fix, but it will start to turn those countries around. Before, they asked Russia for help. If we don't help, if we don't listen to these people now, and we try to shut this up by shutting a gate that anyone can go through or climb over, you know, that's what we've always done. It's like continual war. How has it helped you? It won't help you. Yahweh made man where he can think and he can figure out how to get across the river. No matter how high the fence is or whatever, these people can think and they can go under these fences and around your gates. This won't help you a bit. It's like the blind man that's groping in the dark to find a door that's not there. The only thing that's going to help this is to go back and build a foundation in those countries that will be suitable, that will bring forth suitable living. What makes it so harsh right now is exactly what we're seeing in all countries, plus the United States. I was just reading this last week that the city was needing more taxes because they wanted more policemen. More policemen to stop more of the shooting. You know, it's like getting a bigger weapon or teaching your child karate to take care of himself. Karate. You know, a person's got to have the brain capable of a skunk to ever think that would work. Teach your child karate, teach him to fight. You're teaching him to get killed is what you're teaching him to do. He who lives by the sword will die by the sword. Listen to the words of your Savior for the change. Well, that's what we see in all the world. Buy more policemen. Well, the people said no. We've had enough of these raising of taxes, and the policemen are not helping the cause. First sensible thing they put in the paper. Yes, they got in an uproar about it. It said, we're not paying out any more taxes to this stupidity. They didn't put it that bluntly, but anyway, that's the way, from the looks on their face, I think I said it correctly for them. What's behind this whole mess is you're treating people unfairly. You and your unjust judges, your unmoral religions that you're following, and you're praying to the lords, to the evil gods. Read Genesis 3:5, follow the evil gods and you'll be like the gods. Well, that's what you're following today. You're praying to gods for rain. You're praying to the Lords. You know who the Lord is? You know who the Lords are? They're dead rabbis. That's where they came from, Egypt. And before that, they were called pharaohs. That's where your word Lord comes from. You're worshiping dead rabbis. Later on, they called them saints. When they moved their organization to the seven hills of Rome, they started calling them saints. And there became so many of them, they had a day for each one of them. You had to worship that saint on that day. Well, pretty soon, all their days was holidays. They couldn't do any work. You know, so they put a Band-Aid over that one right quick and said, well, let's just have one day and call it All Saints Day. This is the memorials to the dead. You see Isaiah saying, what a stupid mess you're doing here. You're keeping memorials to the dead? The dead know nothing, he said. And you're praying to them? Well, that's what you're doing when you teach your child karate. Teach them to fight to win this war. No one wins the war. Everybody is a loser in war. All you've got is retaliation and more war. That's all you've had. That's what Yahweh told Cain. And for 6,000 years, you have followed this same senseless mess. Well, here in Isaiah now, 59, you're praying for rain, Abilene. You're praying for rain. Well, how much rain? Tell us how much rain the Lord is going to send you. You said he's going to send rain, so give us an inch or two, whatever you say. But tell him you won't rain without hail this time. Because this is pretty costly. An inch of rain cost us $400 million in Abilene. But I'm sure we can buy, you know, raise some taxes and make up for it. Well, here in Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, this is what Yahweh says to you. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened. He can make it rain. He could. But he'll tell what he's going to do is tell us why the rain is stopped. Why the blessings are stopping. You didn't appreciate your blessings? You went to the Lord for help? Well, he said, cry out to them. In these last days, he said, cry out to your gods. But they can't help you, he said. But go ahead and cry to them anyway. But tell them you want 3 inches of rain this time, or 6 inches of rain. And prove to yourself that your gods and lords are not helping you. Publish it in the newspaper what the Lord is going to do before you asked him. Publish what you asked for and see if your prayers are answered. Yahweh won't answer them. He set the firmament there to take care of your rainfall. You sinned. You multiplied your sins in this generation, and the multiplication of those sins have went into the heavens, and they have raped every microorganism up there that has to do with your rainfall. They're actually destroying the micro kingdoms that Yahweh set in the firmament to give you rain in the first place. Yahweh did that for mankind, and you have destroyed it through the information coming from the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, if you don't know it, sits on seven hills of Rome. Before they moved to Rome, before they destroyed the temple of Yahweh in Jerusalem, before they destroyed the house of Yahweh, which was your only source of reading of the law, the book of Yahweh was there. Isaiah 34:16, you should get that scripture memorized. That's where it was, in the house of Yahweh, that you changed its name to temple to get rid of the name Yahweh. You were known as the priest of Jerusalem at that time. And you forbid anyone from using the name Yahweh. You cut yourself off from Yahweh, the only one that could help you. You cut yourself off from him and his laws. Now, breaking his laws, Isaiah 24, 1 through 6 says, is causing this whole thing. It also cuts you off from salvation. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your own iniquities have separated you from your father, and your own sins have caused him to hide his face from you, so he will not listen. The gods are not listening either. They're dead. The gods that are in heaven are not listening to you. Their ears are not that smart. They're not that accurate. They can't hear the people from earth. The gods in heaven are busy with their own problems. They're trying desperately through war, just like they're doing here on earth. They're trying desperately to control their wealth that they have. That's all they can think about is their wealth. Well, Yahweh has his face hidden from you because of your iniquities. Iniquity means doing away with the laws of righteousness, or merely ignoring the laws of righteousness, or teaching that the laws of Yahweh are done away with, like all Christians do. They teach that the laws are done away with, now all you have to do is believe. Well, you believed, you all prayed for rain, and you got hail. $400 million in damage of hail. That's what your newspaper said yesterday. $400 million damage. That didn't come because you prayed. Your prayers are not heard. Yahweh said, he says plainly, the gods will not help you. The gods can't help you. They have no power, he said. This is in Isaiah. You really need to read the book of Isaiah. Yahweh is the only power in the universe that could actually stop. He's the only one that's got the wisdom to stop these wars and bring about a peaceful solution. To solve the immigration problem, we could do it. We could start with 400 of these children every month and start feeding them back into the country that they're rejecting now. They could start rebuilding this country. That is, they could rebuild the atmosphere, the morals there, what keeps everyone from enjoying living. They never know whether they're going to be shot to death of a night or not there. In four countries there. Some of them have already started joining Russia. Brazil is one of them that started joining, trying to make ties with Russia and China. Your iniquities, verse 2, your iniquities have separated you from Yahweh, so he will not hear you. For your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers, yes, from wars of fighting, and your fingers with iniquity, that's doing away with the laws. Your lips have spoken lies, many lies. Your courts are filled with lies. Your churches are filled with lies. Santa Claus came down the chimney. Is that not a lie? Easter bunnies lay eggs for your children. Is that not a lie? Your whole life is filled with lies. Satan is a liar and the teacher of lies. That's what your Savior said. Your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. Yes, that's what the Pope is spitting out all the time, and the judges are saying, sure, go ahead and kill those babies. Go ahead and kill the babies. Now listen to this one. This was a bright judge that said this one. Well, I can see how pedophilia and incest is okay. Now, it once wasn't, because we know that incest causes HIV. It causes all kinds of sexually transmitted diseases. We know that. That's what the man said, the judge. But now, in this day and time, we have other things to help us. Guess what? Abortion. That's what the idiot said. Go ahead and make these babies that are deformed. You can just go ahead and kill them. It's legal now. So go ahead and have pedophilia. You could go ahead and practice this. That's okay. I'm telling you the words of a judge in this, in Australia. But it's like California, so we'll go the world. Well, it's got a lot of people upset. I'd think that man's brain was about the size of a mouse. But this was a judge. No justice in the world at all. Abortion will help you. Just go ahead and create these babies and we'll get rid of them. Throw them in the sewer. You know, like they're finding so many babies at the Catholic Church threw in sewers and septic tanks. Surely you're up on that one. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. The truth is the law, of course. They trust in vanity, confusion, and speak lies. They conceive mischief and give birth to evil, that is, to the evil gods. Again, I point you back to Genesis 3:5. Do like this, practice sin, and you will know. You will be like the gods, evil like the gods. Verse 6, their webs will not serve as clothing. I missed verse 5. They hatch viper eggs and weave the spider's webs. He who eats their eggs dies, and when one is broken, a viper bursts out. Their webs, he's speaking of disease epidemics, their webs will not serve as clothing, nor will they cover themselves with what they make. Their works are works of iniquity, and the acts of violence is in their hand. That is, more war, more wars. Their feet run to evil. That's again Genesis 3, be like the gods and know evil. And they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. More wars, continual war. They do not know the way of peace. Well, of course, that's the reason Yahweh started the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program, to bring peace to the world. Not just the world, it's going to the universe next. And there is no judgment, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever walks on them will not know peace. Well, that's what Daniel said too. He said, none of the wicked will understand. None of them. Look back to 13. Isaiah 58:13. Yahweh tells you the first step to take to turn this thing around. This is the very first step. If you will turn your foot from breaking my Sabbath, that is, gather together. Don't forsake the gathering of yourselves together. That's what the world did. They all forsook the Sabbath day meeting with Yahweh. They forsook that. Daniel 7:25 said the Pope, the Catholic Church, the fourth beast, the Roman Empire, that they called the Holy Roman Empire, that they would fight against the Sabbath day and the feast days and think to change these times and laws. If you turn away your foot from breaking my Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy days, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable now, and will honor him by not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor engaging in idle conversation, then you will find your joy in Yahweh. Then you won't have to run from your country. Running from your country into another country doesn't solve it anyway. You see what a mess we're in now. The state of Texas, their security system is going to be broke next month, they said. Going to be out of money because of this mass immigration. It's just trouble. Builds more trouble. No, that's not the answer. The answer is the peaceful solution, character education program that will turn it around, the whole thing. You will find your joy in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places. That is, the places that make sense, the joyous places that will make that actually brings about righteousness and in living in peace with one another. The high places of the earth. And feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. That's the laws of righteousness. Jacob, your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. Well, you want peace. You want to turn this around. You want no immigration problems. We got the answers. We have the answers. We're the only ones that have the answers. I've got to give you this one thing here before I quit. This is very important. This is the only light in the world. Think of that. You're the light of the world right now. You're the only light, true light, that's going forth to the world. Yisrael Hawkins backs Barack Obama, please, to let the children come to the U.S. in a newsletter. And the letter was entitled, I think I entitled it, Let the Children Come. That has topped, praise Yahweh, 122,000 already, newspapers. 122,000. Now, they sent me a branch where the reader of this, the readers, can actually click onto this. Now, this was just put out yesterday. Yes, yesterday. It's up to 122,000 news media is running it already. But they have branches that you can click on. Click on the branch. You know, the branch. Well, this one, when you click on the branch, it gives the people who click this bottom to share their letter on their Facebook pages. When they told me this morning, I said, how many? They said, almost 7,000 have already put this on their Facebook. Praise Yahweh. This letter, let the children come. Don't turn the children down. We can take care of the children. Texas has enough facilities to take care of the children. We can handle 400 a month here in teaching them the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. We can do it. Now, if we have more facilities, if the churches want to give us their facilities to use, which would be a very wise thing, we can handle more than that each month. If the city will give us the auditorium here, that should boost it to a couple of thousand a month. We could soon have the country where they came from filled with teachers covering all of those countries, very soon teaching the way out of this mess that you've got yourselves in. This country, their countries there are wealthy. There's no doubt there's enough wealth there for everyone there. It's just unevenly distributed because of the greed and lust that is going on. That's why the killings are taking place. And the people don't even know if they're going to see the light of day when they go to bed of a night. The same way in South Africa, this is taking place there too. But we've also got a group that's spreading right there, like wildfire. And while I'm speaking here, they're teaching the peaceful solution there and got some pretty great followings already. Because Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. Yes, he does. He's going to glorify you like you've never dreamed of the glory Yahweh is going to bring to you. You're going to receive your subconscious minds very soon. You're going to be able to rule the universe, to rule it. But you'll rule it with peace, not with hatred and war like you're seeing here today. You're going to be teaching the peaceful solution, and you'll be governing the world with that peaceful solution. Nothing else. That will guide you throughout all eternity. It will guide the universe. Because Yahweh takes pleasure in His people, He will beautify the meek, humble with salvation. Oh, those are beautiful. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you.